This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There's a whole slew of crazy stuff.
Well, somehow, for the second or third time now doing these things, I have found myself inside of a freezer.
For Barbie's party on Monday and Tuesday.
Did you catch that? Barbie's party on Monday and Tuesday. We're in here taking the wraps, taking the plastic off of ice sculptures. Yeah, every time I see one of these things, I go, oh, that's pretty cool. So what do you say? Today, we meet a guy who carves them.
1, 2, 3, woo!
It's Do You Work Here, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. Ice carving, ice sculpting for a party or your corporate thing or your wedding, or maybe you go really overboard at Christmas. You name it, Rex Covington, he can do it. We're meeting him in Inglewood at his shop. Sort of has the feel of like a mechanic's garage, only no cars. It's just all these big ice block makers.
They're big. The blocks are 300 pounds, and we make a lot of them here. 4 days to make a block, sometimes five in the summer because it's hot. We're always making ice.
So they freeze from the bottom up. Right now, they're almost done. But this is a 300-pound block.
So we got a bunch of those. You're going to hear them in the background through the whole thing. And then we got the big freezer room we were in before. And that thing's tall. Blocks of ice stacked up in there, and then a whole bunch of the ice sculptures. So that's your scene setter, as we say to Rex. How'd you get into this?
By luck, for the most part. But if you happen to, at least my opinion is, if you happen to have the right skills and strength and go-for-it attitude, pretty much anybody can.
Let me summarize his story. He was waiting tables in Beverly Hills. He wanted to be an actor, right? It's what you do. Chef needed somebody to do sculptures for brunch. And our guy Rex here, he had an art background from college. And at first, these were free. Until somebody wanted something for a wedding.
So I did a swan. And I told them $80 because I had no idea. Well, they gave me $100. Wow, this could be a business. And that was the start of LA Ice Art.
In 1985. How's he do it? How does it happen? Because, you know, we only ever see the finished product, or like if we stay the night at the party, the half melty version the next day. Well, it starts like this. He's got a chainsaw. They do it with chainsaws. Hope the volume's okay. Had to turn that way down because the first time I didn't, and oof, hurt my ears.
Take this big block out of the freezer. You scratch the shape two-dimensionally on the side. Then you cut that out with a chainsaw two-dimensionally. And then you take one step to the left and you do it again, or the right. And that's how you do 3D. You just keep moving around and looking at it. And it's all really in the eye, and a little bit of drawing skill helps.
I love how casual he is here. Like, yeah, no big deal. Totally eyeball the thing. Turns out great every time.
Well, I'd say about 80% of it is usually done with the chainsaws. So we use electric chainsaws. I've got about 10 of them here. And then now the new tools are die grinders with custom bits. They alter on a more finesse scale, which is great.
He says some guys will still only use the chainsaw and chisels. He started with chisels, but he says too slow and too clumsy. So it's all that plus a blowtorch and heat plates and sanders. That's how he smooths it all out. How long do they last? 6 to 10 hours. Delivery, 1 hour before your party.
Well, knock on wood, count my blessings. We're super busy now. I think it's minimum of about 3 to 5 a week. When we get cranking in December, which we always do, I'm talking 20 to 30 a week. It's nuts. carving all day, up to 10 a day if I have to.
Good news is he doesn't have to do all of it. There is one other thing he's got up his sleeve. The CNC machine comes in handy for company logos, that kind of stuff.
So we use the CNC machine. They'll give me the logo as a JPEG or some kind of file. We put it in one computer in the office, then take that stick into the freezer, and it will engrave a logo.
It's going to look pretty perfect, just no color.
Just engraves the groove, then we pack it with snow so it looks like white writing on the face of the ice. If they really want color, like some people do, like Coca-Cola might be dying to have red. So we'll slice the block in half, engrave the logo backwards, fill it with red sand. It's a little bit of a process involved, but basically that's it. Then graft back on the other half so it freezes together overnight, and voila, you got color.
We had it when I was there. You mentioned the Barbie earlier, but there's also the Hot Wheels sign that was super cool. What are the biggest things that you've done?
Well, not including, you know, like giant ice bars. It's just more and more blocks across the front. We've done a few thousand pound ice sculptures, like we did a gigantic grizzly bear as one. But me, like an idiot, oh no, it's got to be one. And then how in the hell do you get that set up? So obviously you run into problems. You've done giant, you know, statues, and I did a massive column. Ooh, I know a good one. We did a 48 inch diameter sphere, okay, of the earth. It had to go on a film set, but to get that set up, and it's round, you can't lift it really. It was a nightmare. We had 10 guys and a brush with death.
Some of the other stuff he's done: Apollo astronaut full scale for a Buzz Aldrin event, Hollywood sign, come on, of course, living room set all in ice, and a bunch of half-naked ice dudes for a Katy Perry performance. Do you have a personal favorite? Is it the celebrity stuff or something else?
You know, I used to love the dolphins because I grew up on a surfboard in La Jolla. So I was all into the ocean, you know, and so anything nautical was like, hey, cool, this is my specialty. I'm the dolphin expert. But I've been told that I do dogs better than anybody now. I don't know why. I mean, dogs are hard, trust me. Any animal face is hard. I'm sort of at the point where I'll try to carve anything. So I'm pretty lucky to still be swinging my arms and doing what I do. Hopefully I'll be retired in 2 years. That's my plan, but here I am now.
And we're glad we've got him. If you find this in 2 years and you need an ice sculpture, his son has probably taken over, so you're not out of luck. Thanks for listening. It's Do You Work Here? Brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. Couple more of these next couple of weeks. We've got butterflies and then a horse dentist. Those two are next.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.